And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Julia Dixon returned to Rupert Barlow's luxurious Oyster Bay, Long Island estate, where she has served as housekeeper and secretary for more than 10 years, she was a changed person. For she brought with her from Bermuda a handsome young man named Oliver Wilson, who has managed to make himself very comfortable, to Rupert's increasing annoyance. But there's some question about this young man's objective. And for the past days, he has been making veiled inquiries about the place. Right now, we find him entering the sitting room of his suite. And as he does so, he sees the upstairs maid, Hilda. And we hear...
Oh, I say, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, it's quite all right, sir. I'm just finishing up.
Just came up for some tobacco. Oh, our genial host has taken to putting his out of sight. I can't imagine why.
I'm sure I wouldn't know why, sir. If there's something you'd like me to get, I'll ask Miss Julia.
Oh, thank you, no. If there's anything I want, I'll ask Miss Julia myself.
Yes, sir. If that's all, I think I'd better be getting on with my work.
Just a moment. What's your name again?
Hilda.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Hilda. Have you been working here long, Hilda?
Several years, sir.
Is that so? I expect it's a good place to work. What? Well, it's a perfectly corking kind of spot. Everything a person would want to be comfortable.
It's one of the show places of Long Island.
Well, I'm sure it is. And yet there's something lacking.
How do you mean, sir?
It's difficult to explain. Just something in the air. Now, take Mr. Barlow, for example. I can't figure him out.
Mr. Barlow can be very difficult.
I'll just bet he can, a man like that, with all the money in the world, and handsome enough in the bargain. Although he's beginning to show his age a bit, wouldn't you say?
I haven't noticed, sir.
How tactful you are, Hilda. And how perfectly trained. I suppose that's Miss Julia's doing.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
She runs this place, doesn't she?
Miss Julia's in charge of the estate.
I mean, she hires and fires the help, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
I bet she can be very exacting. How about it, Hilda? Can you give me the details?
Miss Julia is very nice to work for.
Is she now? You know, I met her in Bermuda. Took to her right away, and if I'm not mistaken, she rather fancied me. Asked me to come back here to visit, but I'll tell you something in strictest confidence, Hilda. I don't believe the old boy likes having me around.
Indeed, sir.
Glares at me whenever I show up. Makes me quite uncomfortable, awkward, you know. Particularly when I was invited here by Miss Julia. I had an idea she owned the place when we talked about it in Bermuda.
Oh, no, she just works for Mr. Barlow.
Rather a strange job, what? For a lady like Miss Julia.
Well, it all depends on what you mean. Miss Julia didn't expect to stay on and just work for Mr. Barlow.
No. Well, tell me the, what do you call it, the inside dope, Hilda?
Well, it's just common knowledge that she's been expecting Mr. Barlow to marry her. Well, more than 10 years she's been waiting.
I can't believe it.
Well, you ask anybody. Well, it's almost a joke the way he's kept her hanging on.
And why hasn't he married her?
Well, Mr. Barlow isn't a marrying man. Having Miss Julia here to keep everything going smoothly is just what he wants. And it's a real lot of protection, too, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. You mean when he gets tired of someone, he can always come back home and say that he couldn't do anything to hurt Miss Julia.
That's it. He's a smart one, all right. And he's been around plenty.
How does Miss Julia stand now?
Well, now we're all wondering about it in the servants' hall. Well, see, we think he's still crazy for Mrs. Noble, but...
Who is Mrs. Noble?
Well, she's the famous actor's wife. Larry Noble, you know, the Broadway star.
Yes. Oh, of course. And Mr. Barlow's in love with this actor's wife?
We don't know. For a while, he was running after her all the time. And, oh, did it make a scandal. Whew. The papers were full of it. But lately, he's been that quiet. And now Miss Julia brings you back here, and... Well, we just don't know what to make of it.
You think perhaps Miss Julia asked me to return just to prop Mr. Barlow into marriage?
I didn't say any such thing, sir.
Hilda, you don't have to be so formal with me. That's what you meant now, isn't it?
Well, that's how it looks to us downstairs.
Well, here you are, Hilda. I've been looking for you to... Oh, Oliver! Well, I had no idea you were here.
I'm just finishing up, Miss Julia.
Very well. Look, you'd better do Mr. Barlow's living room. He's downstairs now.
Yes, Miss Julia. I'll go right away.
Quite a treasure, that, Hilda.
Yeah, she's quite good, Oliver, but rather flighty. And such a chatterbox. Oh, I hope she hasn't been bothering you.
No, on the contrary, Julia. She's been most entertaining.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, tell me something, my dear. Do you think it'd be possible to get to New York sometime soon and take in a play or two and a bit of nightlife?
Why, yes, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. It's so quiet here.
Oh, not at all, Julia. It's been most delightful, but there are several things I'd like ever so much to see. I understand that fellow Noble is starring in a fine play. Read all about it in the papers down in Bermuda.
Yes, it's a big hit.
Always thought a lot of that chap. I wonder what he's like in real life.
Oh, he's very pleasant.
You mean you know him?
Yes, quite well. The Nobles live nearby in Rosehaven.
I swear. I'd give anything to meet them. That is, of course, if it could be arranged. I mean to say, if they're friends of yours, couldn't you ask them over sometime?
Well, to tell you the truth, Oliver, I don't believe it would be a very good idea.
Then please don't bother. I only suggested it because I've always admired the chap. But it doesn't matter as long as I have you for company, my dear Julia.
Well, on the other hand, it might be a rather amusing idea. Of course. Why, it's perfect. I'll ask them over here to meet you, Oliver. I'm sure they'd be delighted.
I do think that's awfully good of you, Julia. You're the most delightful soul. I can't understand how you've managed to stay single all this time. Now, if I'd been around, let me tell you, that couldn't have happened.
Oh, Oliver, please. Now, someone might see you.
Holding your hand? Now, would that be so dreadful?
Well, oh, no, darling. It wouldn't be dreadful at all. Shall we go out into the garden?
By all means. The garden it is.
Julia Dixon and Oliver Wilson leave the room arm in arm. Julia beaming with a new self-assurance. And later the same afternoon, in nearby Rosehaven, Larry Noble and Claudia Vincent are just returning home after a long day's outing. And as Mary watches them from the living room window, she observes their happy smiles. And outside, we hear...
Well, it's later than I realized, Claudia. I hope we haven't kept Mary waiting with dinner.
So do I, Larry. I wouldn't want to cause any inconvenience when you've been so really wonderful to me. Well, wait a minute, darling. And right now I'm so happy, even confident. See, that's what you've done for me.
You ought to be confident. You're doing swell with your reading of that part in the play. It's shaping up a lot better than I ever thought. And I've been for you right along.
Well, if you really believe I can do it, then I know I can. Larry, I'm going straight to my room after dinner, just as soon as you leave for the theater in New York. And I'm going to study straight through till you get back. I'll be letter perfect in the part by tomorrow.
Great. I'll talk to our producer, Harold Ramsey, and set up an interview. We'll get you into that play yet.
And wouldn't that be heaven? Oh, I could forget all the trouble that I've had. I could even forget Rupert Barlow and how he stole every penny of our family estate.
Oh, there's no use trying to cope with a fellow like Barlow. The only thing is to get started on your own career.
With luck, Larry, perhaps I shall. With your help. I'll never forget what you've done. Never in my whole life.
Oh. Well, come on. Let's hurry. I'll bet Mary's waiting. Anybody home?
I'm in here, Larry. In the living room.
Good. Come on, Claudia.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hello, Claudia.
Hello.
Did you have a pleasant day?
Oh, it was perfect, Mary. It was the best day I've ever spent in my whole life.
How nice.
Don't take Claudia too literally, honey. We actually put in a hard day's work.
Oh? We haven't kept you waiting, have we, Mary? We were so afraid we'd be late for dinner.
Not at all. We still have a few minutes.
Good. I'm so glad. Now, will you excuse me just a minute while I go upstairs and clean up a bit?
Of course.
Go right ahead, Claudia.
You know something, honey? I feel that I've accomplished a lot today.
You seem very well pleased. I noticed how happy you both appeared when you came in.
Sure, why not? I have big plans for Claudia. I'm not going to tell you about them right now, but just you wait. Claudia is going to be a lot more important than you ever think.
Mary doesn't reply, but her face is clouded with concern as she hears the note of exultation in her husband's voice. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.